Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Listening to an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. I finally did it, folks. I finally got all four Angel and Heavy Syrup albums, the 1990s all female Japanese psych rock legends. Gonna feature a lot of their music on tonight's show. Uranium Club of Minnesota also has a brand new album out that is incredible. Gonna drop a couple tracks off of that one too. Let's get right into it. This is Breath of Life from Angel and Heavy Syrup's third album, released in 1995.
Thank you. You're small and gray. They all want to know your... What's your name?
Peter Bergman, TV star. How I wonder who you are. Such nice clothes. Where's the tags? In the purple shopping bag. Fashion icon at the beach. Take out your trash, but be discreet. Grab a snack before you go. Drop off the mail and hit the road. His privacy. When he's out, no photos, please. Peter Bergman, TV star. How I wonder who you are. We'll be right back.
brand new music from Uranium Club, Small Gray Man, from their album Infants Under the Bulb. So good. The album is so good. This is An Experiment with Time. Before that, Momtola from Arabic, featuring Florence Aduni on vocals there, and then reaching back into the archives for some classical theremin from Clara Rockmore. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. For more information about selling records and new releases, is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all our residents, good jobs, and strong local businesses. What do all of these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking sites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com. Let's get back to the music here. This is new tunes from Julian Lage, Tiburon.
Every day at the same time, the two women visited the wall from both sides of the city. "I love you," said the women.
"I love you too,"
said the wall. The wall made the women happy, and the wall was happy too. One day, when the women walked to the center of town to visit their wall, the wall was gone. "Have you seen my wall?" asked the woman from the west. "I have not," said the woman from the east. "Have you seen mine?" "No," said the woman from the west. As they approached the spot where the wall used to be, the two women embraced and cried on the shoulder of the other. "I miss my wall," said the woman from the east. "And I miss my wall," said the woman from the west. They wept.
Thank you. Before you educate the head, try to educate the heart.
سرحان يا دايني زغن زغن تنيريا يا زغن تنيريا ورهنا من تقورة سغن
Track there from Abdallah Umbadugu, the spiritual godfather of Tuareg Desert Blues. Major influence on folks like Bambino and Mdou Mokhtar, who have made a bit of a splash recently in the States. That's off of a new compilation, career retrospective compilation called Amkar. Before that, a little piano piece from Washington Phillips and another psych rock journey from Angel and Heavy Syrup. And I told myself I was going to lay off the free jazz for at least one show, but I couldn't help myself. More from Heart of the Ghost, Summons. Was that amazing track from the ensemble out of Washington, D.C. Ambient club music from Ireland, Pittsburgh, and everything in between. Listen to Ergodic Process Tuesdays at 7 on WRCT Pittsburgh. And what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues. And check out the Alternative Radio Program. The Alternative Radio Program provides information, analyses, and views that are frequently ignored or distorted in corporate media, Mondays, 10 to 11 a.m. And you are listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT Pittsburgh. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight. Let's get back to the music here. This is the Tomika Reed Quartet featuring Maria Halverson on guitar. Thank you.
election days. Oh, Lord, in July in Georgia, where the sun was hot as a blaze, my folk was sharecropper at the end of the year. So depressed. Oh, Lord, I need some rest. I hitchhiked to New York City, Chicago, Cleveland, and Detroit, singing loud and strong. Everywhere I went along, everything I do is wrong. Somebody, I'm so depressed. I want somebody to call my home, not just a roof over my head, but a place that is a home. Just kiss and squeeze me tight, squeeze me, baby, squeeze me all night. Hold me, baby, till I feel all right.
Depression by Abner J. Miriam Bradley with her version of Green Rocky Road right before that. And that little segment just had to fit in a little bit more Angel and Heavy Syrup from their third album. Thanks for listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going to close out the experiment with Florence Aduny from her 2021 single, Naba Aferda. Have a great night, folks.
court is going to be hearing arguments on the unprecedented Colorado ruling disqualifying Donald Trump from that state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Legal experts say that there are several ways that the justices could actually reverse that decision without weighing in directly on Trump's conduct or allegations that he engaged in that deadly insurrection after the 2020 election. Our senior correspondent, Devin Dwyer, joining us now to talk about this. So what can we expect from the proceedings tomorrow? And do you actually think Trump may show up? You really never know what he's going to do. I probably shouldn't have even asked you that.
Well, you don't. They're not expecting him to come, but as we've seen, anything can happen.
It would make a spectacle, wouldn't it?
Sure, it sure would make the headlines. With three justices that he appointed on that court deciding this huge case, Kira, this is a really big deal tomorrow at the Supreme Court. For a court that likes to stay away from politics, the court is now stepping into the middle of the 2024 presidential election. They're taking on this question that's divided states, it's divided election officials, it's divided the country. Everybody has an opinion. Is Donald Trump ineligible to be on the ballot because of his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election? Colorado's top court said last year he's ineligible. He's disqualified because he engaged, in their words, in insurrection. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment says anyone who took an oath to defend the Constitution as an officer of the United States and then engaged in insurrection can't hold office ever again. That's what that court found. And tomorrow the justices are going to hear Trump's appeal. He says Section 3 does not apply to him. He says he didn't engage in insurrection. And we'll see what the justices have to say about that. They're not expected to rule from the bench, but their questions, as you know, could give us a hint of which way they're going to go.
Do you have any idea when we could have a decision?
Well, the decision is going to come relatively quickly for the Supreme Court. The expectation is a number of weeks, certainly not in June. Colorado's primary is on Super Tuesday, March 5th. So the expectation is that they will issue some sort of a decision so that voters can go to the polls in Colorado knowing, you know, the standing of an outcome of this case. So we're thinking in a couple of weeks. It won't happen tomorrow, though.
And then there's all the lawsuits that are out there.
Oh, my goodness. there are so many lawsuits on this issue alone, dividing the states. And this decision in this case will be historic. Never before has the Supreme Court taken up this question of the 14th Amendment. It's 150 years old, Kira. It was enacted after the Civil War. So tomorrow is going to be fascinating. Attorneys on both sides of the case expect the justices to take this extremely seriously, engage with the questions, engage with the issue. We'll have to see whether they get into the nitty-gritty about whether they think Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. There are lots of different ways that they could decide this case, including some that are technical, procedural. But no doubt those questions from those justices are going to be absolutely fascinating and historic. And the decision they render will be a landmark.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, U.S. corporate media's story about Haiti is familiar. Haiti